And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Ken Frankie from SAC, and also Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. We're talking about one amazing man here, one of the great people in sport fishing, Captain Don Hansen, honoring his life. And what a great tribute it's been the first hour. So many great people, right?
Senior captain in the fleet.
Senior
number
captain.
Number one.
Number one.
Huh? Number one. And I think Frank Lopresti is now the helmsman. That's the formal term for the senior guy.
Is it really? Okay. So, all right. Yeah. He's taken over the helm.
He'll be the helmsman of our fleet.
Yeah. Well, it's been a lot of great people, and we have a lot of patient callers that want to contribute to Don. I have so many texts. I'm doing my best to get through these, but so many great people, and we have some great standbys. But let's go ahead and jump into the phones here real quick. Chuck from Dana Point's been hanging on since the beginning of the show. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, and thank you, Pete, for having this for us. You know,
thanks for hanging in there, Chuck.
Yeah, always, dude. You know, God bless the family, you guys, what you've done for the ocean. Open it up to young and old. You know, I've been up and down the coast and never seen somebody that catered to the young children and the whale watching. You know, it just opens it up to everybody. But my story is, here I was 21. I go out fishing for my 21st birthday instead of going to Vegas. And they kicked me over to the half-day boat because we're going tuna fishing, and all I had was the rental rod. All right, I don't care, you know. I get on the half-day. We're down there bass fishing. All of a sudden, these fish skipjacks show up. And I'm new at this. And Don takes me under his wing, teaches me how to thumb and all this, and all of a sudden, the elephants show up. And he pulls everybody up. And I get one on, and the next one was even bigger, and it's flashing the whole side. And he's explaining to everybody what that flash is the side of the fish coming up. And then we used to have this fish called the blue shark. He follows my line, goes, let it go, let it go. And he just poured water on my reel from smoking. And he's got his hands on my shoulder, and he goes, he's too tired, he's done. I go, no way. And clip, he goes, looks at me and goes, son, that's the one that will bring you back. I go, what? He goes, he starts laughing, and he's looking over my shoulder. He goes, you got some fishermen to save. My girlfriend had three guys pinned in the corner. He starts to go save those guys. Give me your rod. And just takes care of everything. And I tell everybody up and down the coast how he just, you know, took me under his wing, taught me so much. And then always that friendly wave when you saw him. You know, he was busy. And he'd always take the time to wave at you. So God bless you guys.
Yeah. Thank you, Chuck. That's
I'm
a good
getting a
story.
Upset.
I know he touched a lot of anglers, Ken.
Yeah, Don and his family have done some amazing stuff with kids. They had the Fish for Life event. I was there recently. Bunch of children in wheelchairs, et cetera, that would never have an opportunity to go do this. And their family hosted the whole thing. And they have a long history of doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no question about it. And appreciate that. If you want to join us, toll free, or actually, you can call us right now, 213-432-1090. JP standing by, 213-432-1090. If you want to text the show, we're going to get to some texts here. But before we do that, let's talk to Captain Chris Pica. Good morning, Pica.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, great to hear from you. I know you've been working with Don for how many years?
It'll be 33 years this April.
Holy mackerel. Wow.
33 years this April. And I first met Don. I first met Don back in 1978, back when I was a freshman in high school and I was playing football. You know, not only was Don, I mean, he was, you know, an icon and done so amazing, so many amazing things and so many amazing accomplishments in his career, in the sport fishing industry and for the sport fishing industry. Sorry if I get a little choked up. But when I first met him, right, he was there. He was sitting on the bench, or he was sitting up in the stands, and we were playing football. He used to always come down and watch Mike and I play. We were on the freshman team, and I believe David Hansen. You were on the varsity back then, weren't you?
Yeah, I was, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, but I remember, you know, Don used to give me rides home from football practice and sometimes from the games. And he would, he was always there. He was, Don loves sports. And he would always give us his advice because he'd watch the game, he'd analyze the game, and he was like our personal coach when we were driving home. You know, he was telling us exactly what we were doing wrong and how to do it right.
You grew up with Pika, right, Dave?
Oh, Chris was one of my brother's best friends when they were kids. You know, never in the wildest imagination did we think Chris would be working on the boat. But I remember Chris and Michael when they were kids in high school, and I remember taking Chris fishing the first time we went down here to San Diego. I was working on the Patrician back then, and Chris and Mike came down and fished with me and Wiggy on the Patrician. You remember that trip?
Yeah, I do. I also remember it.
Let's talk about going fishing. That's all we'll talk about.
Yes, I do. I also remember, David, when Mike and I took your little skiff out, the No Fun, and we blew it up. And Kenny Nielsen had to tow us back in.
Yeah.
So we
go way back.
I know you did the fish report for Dana Wharf Sport Fishing for many, many years before Captain Willie took over for you, Pika. And let me ask you this. Did Don ever critique your reports?
No, he would actually, I remember the very first one I did, and I completely just was a buffoon. I mean, I was just scrambling my words, and I was like all nervous. And then Don came walking up, and he saw me, that afternoon, and he started applauding, and he said, "You did a great job. You just got to brush up on this, and you're going to be fine." And sure enough, I figured it out from there.
That's the kind of guy he was, though. I mean, he was always kind of a booster of yours. He'd tell you, he'd help you, right, rather than knock you down.
Well, exactly. Pete, in some of the toughest times in my life, like some of the hardest chapters I've gone through in life, real hard times, Don would always, always make time in his busy schedule to kind of sit me down, pull me aside, and have a man-to-man with me, give me some advice. Sometimes he'd slap me in the back of the head and then point me in the right direction. I mean, I am a very lucky man to have an elder like Don to kind of coach me along and help me out throughout my life. And these last, it's been over 40 years I've known him, So, I'm a very lucky man, very blessed. Very blessed to have him in my life.
Captain Chris Pika. Thanks a lot, Chris, and really appreciate your contribution to this great tribute show. Thanks a lot for joining us.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Take care and have a great week.
Yeah,
all
you
right,
too, for sure. Hey, Captain Bob Fletcher has sent a text, and it's always nice to hear from Dart. He says, he said, "Don and I were close for over 40 years, and I talked to him right up till he passed away. We lost a sport fisherman's hero when he moved on." And there's
well
no
said,
question
Dart.
About that.
Well said.
There's no question. And nice to have Dart's contribution there.
Yeah, and I know Dart and Don talked every single day, I'm sure, from the very beginning to all the way up until recently. He was on the long list of people looking out for the industry. Both Bob and Don together were formidable.
Yeah.
I have a great, real quick.
Go for it.
I got to take my dad and Dart fishing. Probably the last time that both of them have fished on a sport boat. When I was running that Hatteras up in Dana Point, it was probably 4 years ago or 5 years ago. My dad just wanted to catch one more calico bass. That was his favorite, just like Frank. You ask Frank, what's your favorite fish to fish for? Calico bass.
Calico bass.
That's what we love. And my dad just wanted to do it one more time. So I got to take my dad and Dart and the general, which was one of my dad's best friends. And we just went and fished calico bass on the big Hatteras with 100 scoops of anchovies, and it was just as fast as they could throw their lines on the water, and Dart was back there on the back, and my dad was sitting in a chair fishing calicos from a chair, but it was spectacular just to have those two on the boat. And Dart, I love you, man.
Yeah, you know, I've never, unfortunately, got the opportunity to fish with your dad, but I fished with Dart many, many times, and there is nobody that I have ever fished with that has a passion for fishing like Captain Bob Fletcher. And you'll agree with me on that,
absolutely.
Ken, right?
Well, absolutely.
I mean, that guy, whether it be a calico bass or a yellowtail or anything, I mean, and not only he can fish, too, that guy.
First bait in the water every time.
Every time.
And as soon as the boat slows down, he's got a bait in the water before anybody.
Just the passion for it like no one else, for sure. And I'm sure your dad had the same way.
Oh, yeah. He just couldn't stand. That would piss him off the most. He couldn't stand up anymore. So he had to fish bass from a chair.
Yeah. For sure. Well, we have some great texts, and one of them from Wayne at CCA. I know Wayne's working the Sacramento show, so always nice. And he said, Don always made me meet and his expectations of me. And that's so true, right? I mean, Don was always a big supporter of every fisheries person that helped fishing, and certainly Wayne and CCA has done a lot of that.
Wayne is just, he's done a stellar job. Don thought very highly of the work that they've been doing. And Donna is on their board as well.
Absolutely.
Now. It's all kind of, everybody kind of working together.
Yeah, for
absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, I'm on the CCA board and a lot of people. And Don was always a huge help with CCA, and that's certainly an important legacy, is to be a part of CCA that you could do for Don, for sure. Hey, Mr. Excitement himself, Mark Mills, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you guys? What a wonderful show you guys are doing right now.
Congratulations, Mark.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. Congratulations on your new position, Senior Marketing Manager of Daiwa. Is that right?
Yes, no doubt about that. It was quite an honor, and you know, this alludes to kind of the conversation today. You know, my respects go out to the whole Hampson family. They know that. And the opportunity that I had for 33, 35 years, knowing them, and then, you know, getting to work with Mr. Hansen, and the respect that, and notice how I said Mr. Hansen to this day. And I got the opportunity, about 2 months ago at the CCA banquet to see him win his, or receive his award. He always called me Mr. Mills, 15 years old. He never hardly ever called me Mark. He called me Mr. Mills, and I always called him Mr. Hansen. And it was a tough one to hear what happened. But I was a very, very lucky person. He helped me get to where I'm at, along with the rest of the Hansen family itself. But it was just he was an amazing person. He always will be. And this is such a great show. And I'm happy to be on the radio again and getting to talk about the true icon that gentleman really was.
Yes, for sure. Now, when did you become Mr. Excitement on Let's Talk Hookup, doing the reports from Dana Ware Sport Fishing? I think you were 14,
You're
right?
asking me this question, but I'm going to guess in 1990, I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, we started the show in 91, so I think it was
It was probably the end of 91. I couldn't remember.
How old were you in 91?
I was about 15 years old.
15. And you were working at Dana Ware Sport Fishing.
I was, and they gave me this opportunity, Mike and Don and Donna and Jody Tyson at the time. They're like, hey, you want to do a radio show? And I'm like, okay, when is it? They're like, every Sunday morning you're going to give the report. I'm like, well, does that mean I got to get up early? And they're like, yeah, but you're already going to be at work, so it's okay. I'm like, all right, I'd love to. And look what this show has done. You know, once again, the opportunity's there. Take that.
So cool, Mark.
Seeing a pattern here.
Yeah, and Mark, you've done a great job with your career, moving and advancing, and to start from doing that fish report on Let's Talk Hookup, always the highlight on Sunday morning to hear Mr. Excitement, Mark Mills, and he's still excited. You can hear it in his voice, right, Mark?
I know. It's tough to hear it in my voice with the lump that I have in my throat right now, but no doubt about it. It's the opportunity that I was given there to – well, I love fishing so much, and how did I want to pursue and, you know, create and mold my career? And, you know, getting the time to work on the boats and that opportunity they gave me and to learn that and to catch my first yellowfin tuna with Dave, and oh, my gosh, that was an interesting thing. We always talk about that one.
Oh, yeah.
And then taking the other opportunity that was given to work in the office and learn some different types of skills, is, you know, communication and office and management, and still get to work on the boats, and then, you know, well, how am I going to get to know more people in the industry? And, you know, getting the opportunity to working with you, Pete, and at that time, Rick Grover, and, you know, going into, you know, working with everybody there, you know, when you started the show, along with all the other guys, you know, Ricky and everybody else, it was just, it was amazing.
Yeah, Marty, of course, you work with there.
And Marty, yeah, Marty Milner, no doubt about it, yeah. On his end.
But
you know,
all mentored by Captain Don Hansen. I know he was listening
yeah.
every show and watching over, making sure Mills did the job.
And Ken will know this, too. I got the opportunity to work with Dart, and Mr. Hansen gave me that opportunity and said, hey, do you want to manage the casino night for SAC? And I was like, yeah, sure. That was a tough job at that age because I had to get the opportunity to call everybody in the industry, Mr. Lopresti, you know, all the tackle manufacturers, and we had some amazing casino nights back then. I mean, everybody went to those. You remember that, Pete?
Oh, yeah. No, and you did such a great job, and that was a tough, tough job. And I didn't envy you for that job. You did such a great job, and I know
it was awesome. And they got to do all the other fun stuff. You're on the water events, and that led me into my career of, you know, working with Shimano, Akuma, and now Daiwa. You know, and all of them have been great ventures. There's been no falling out. It's just been a different way to kind of pursue and move my career. And I think that I'm the only person that's worked in the industry with every major manufacturer. I mean, I know how they all do business. I know I've learned how to, you know, see what's been done overseas and what's going on in supply chain. It's been a great opportunity, and I really, really believe that that's all due to Mr. Don Hansen, the Hansen family, Dave, Mike, Donna, and all his tremendous grandkids and family that he has.
Thanks. Mark Mills, congratulations once again, Senior Marketing Manager for Daiwa. We're so proud of you, Mark, and keep it up. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much. Great show. Keep it going. You got some wonderful guests. I love hearing everybody on there. And, you know, hope to hear from you guys soon. And I'm not gone, trust me. Just different line of business.
Yeah, that's for sure. No, we'll have you back on the radio here real soon. We look forward to that. Thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate it.
I love it, guys. Thank you very much. Have a great weekend and enjoy the rest of this wonderful show.
All right, thanks. We'll see you next Saturday for sure, I'm sure. All right, John from Long Beach. Thanks, John.
Good morning. Great show. You know, I met Mr. Hansen when I was just a little kid. You know, we lived in Compton, and we'd go down camping at Doheny every year and surf fish and walk up to the point and fish there before the harbor was there. And then my dad used to go down from Compton and fish off San Clemente Pier off the boats, and he took me down there in about 57 or 58, and he wouldn't let me go on the boats because you had to go down the ladder there. But I can remember watching the boats come in and people coming off there with sacks and sacks and sacks of fish. And my dad knew Mr. Hansen because he fished with him. He would go down there from Compton, like I said. And, you know, that kind of got my love for sport fishing. And then my dad took me up to Pier Point in Long Beach when I was about six or seven and, you know, started fishing out of there. And it's been a lifelong, I'm going to be 70 soon, and, you know, started fishing when I was 5 or 6 years old. And I believe that, you know, going down there to that pier in San Clemente and seeing all those fish coming in there was a big part of it. And my dad knew Don because he fished with him, and he would go all the way from, you know, Compton down to Dana Point and San Clemente and fish down there. So, he was a great guy, and, you know, I didn't know him real well, but every time I would see him down there, he was always nice, always friendly, always said hi to you and had a minute to stop and talk to you. So, great man, and he's done a lot for the sport fishing industry.
There's no question. You know, that's the thing. Dave, your dad was so personable.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
the thing. He was just the ultimate customer service guy, right?
That's where I learned it from.
Yeah, just making people happy, right, Ken?
Never forgot names. I mean, just
unbelievable.
Razor sharp always and remembered everything.
Yeah,
right to
for
the
sure.
end. He was razor sharp.
Yeah. John, thanks for that contribution. Appreciate your call. Corey from Dana Ware Sport Fishing.
Thank you.
Good morning, Corey.
You guys got me?
Yeah, loud and clear, Corey.
How you doing? We're out here on an halibut drift, actually, right now.
Sweet.
Yeah, I my career at Dana Wharf, I actually started up in Newport, and then I kind of transferred down to Dana Wharf. And Don welcomed me with open arms and was nothing but kind and gave me nothing but good advice. I remember the first trip I ran as a captain didn't go too well. It was a tough one. Not too many fish caught. Kind of had my head down that day. And he came down to the boat and put his arm around me and goes, "There's always tomorrow. You always have tomorrow. Don't worry about it."
Wow.
Nice. So he was a great guy in that that way. I worked for Dave up in Newport, actually, for a little bit. We used to play macro baseball on the Cal Dawn.
Yeah.
Yep. But, yeah, I've been there now for 23 years, I think it is now.
Amazing.
And nothing but enjoyable, and the family's been awesome. Mike's awesome. Donna. And they got it from their father. And Dave, they all got it from their father.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks, Corey. And how's the fishing today?
Right now, it's just a couple, a bunch of tangles. We're kind of dealing with these offshore winds and doing spins. But hopefully we can get a halibut up here pretty soon.
Not a lot of current right now?
Not much current. And the wind, we have these, the Santa Anas won't make up their mind which way they want to go.
Yeah.
So we're kind of doing spins out here. So we'll get it figured out, and hopefully we can get a halibut on the boat.
All right. Well, good luck, Corey, and we sure appreciate you contributing to the memorial for or the recognition of Don Hansen.
Yeah, that was one thing. Thanks. I was just saying, yeah. that you know, Don is so good all these years. He always was encouraging people,
yeah.
when things have gone wrong. And what do they say? The measure of a person is not how when things are going good, but when things are going bad. And Don, over and over and over, as we dealt with stuff along the way, he was always calm and, okay, here's what we need to do.
Yeah.
And we would talk things out. And I've seen that, you know, you've heard it in all the folks calling in today. You know, he has just such a long history full of integrity, ethics, and honesty, and he conveys that onto other people. And look at all the people calling in are attributing their success to Don.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I keep hearing the pattern here. Dana Point, Don Hansen.
Yeah.
He did
Frank
amazing.
Frank LaPresti, look
Frank
at him
LaPresti.
on the pier.
Steve Lasley.
Right?
Yep.
Lasley, yeah. I mean, gosh.
Yep.
Doesn't get too much bigger than those guys, that's for sure. You know, one thing about Don, and Donna said it earlier, she was saying that Don, we would say things that were wrong on Let's Talk Hookup, but Don never would call him and go, "You guys are wrong." He'd always go, "Let me clarify something." And, you know, it was like he never downed us for talking about something that we knew nothing about. He always just made sure that you understood and learned the proper way to do it and to talk about it. And he was so full of so many different ideas and knowledge. His knowledge base
was
unbelievable knowledge base. Yeah, nobody can fill that.
I watched him up at the council sometimes when we had impasse on stuff, and that's that advisory group that makes the recommendations
right.
for the rules. And he would go in door to door between different groups and convince people on what the right thing to do was. And doggone it, time after time, the middle of the road, good decisions were made. And he didn't directly call the shot, but indirectly, he steered the whole thing.
Yeah.
And it was amazing to watch.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, if you want to join us, too, we have a line open that just popped open, 213-432-1090. You want to talk about stories about Don Hansen? We're not going to talk about your tranks you got at Fisherman's Landing. We're going to talk about Don Hansen, and that's what this show is all about today. Gary White wanted to contribute. He said, "Don didn't do things for his life or fame or accolades. Dave, can you tell us about some of the awards and recognitions your dad received?" And that's the truth. You know, he never tooted his own horn.
No, you like Ken was saying, you really didn't know what he was doing behind the scenes because he wasn't out there. Unlike myself, it's hard not to see me, but my dad stayed behind the scenes, and he made sure, like Ken said, that things happen. And he has so many awards that I can't even go in. It would be a show of awards if we went into that. But he, Citizen of the Year in San Clemente, Citizen of the Year in Dana Point. The amount of things is just insurmountable. If you sat down and you just looked, the best way I could describe this is, if you want to see something absolutely amazing, Google his name. And then get ready, because it's going to be thousands of pages. It's just absolutely unbelievable when you look at all the things he did. And then, like Pika was saying, he was a sports fanatic. There was, him and I went to a million Rams games together in the old Coliseum. We went to a million Angels games.
Well, he'd be proud
together.
Of his Rams right now, huh?
Oh, yeah. And
oh,
like,
boy.
Donna wanted to make sure we mentioned, better pay attention today, because something spectacular is going to happen. And something crazy is going to happen. They're playing Tom Brady today. So
yeah, but they're going to beat him
up. If they beat Tom Brady, there's because of one person. Don Hanson's up there moving some stuff around, I'm telling you. Me and my dad went to a lot of Rams games, and we went to Super Bowl VII.
Wow.
The only undefeated team in the history of the NFL, 1973, the Miami Dolphins. My dad and I were there because it was at the L.A. Coliseum. We went to a ton of stuff. We went to the World Series together with the Angels. He loved sports, loved it. When the first TV came out with picture-in-a-picture, he would watch five different sporting events at the same time, and he knew exactly what was going on all five of them, why he was on the phone with Ken Frankie and on the phone with and on the phone with Pete and on the phone with Frank. He had it going on.
Had
it was
all
amazing.
Going on.
When you would see him, he'd have three telephones. He'd have his house phone, two cell phones, and he was watching football, but he had all the stuff going on. The guy was just, it's mind-boggling to think that his mind was so sharp right up to, at 87.
Had it
just
all going.
Crazy. Yeah. So, yeah, accolades, millions
so
of
think
them.
About
awards,
Don when you're watching that Rams.
I know that last award that he got, though, really.
Oh, the Lifetime Achievement Award.
That Lifetime Achievement from CCA. And Wayne and his team. All the work they went to bring that together, and all the leaders you're hearing calling in today, we were all there, and I think having his whole family there, the recognition he got, it just, you know, Bill Shedd did a good job emceeing and with Wayne, and that one was a huge one.
I know
that was a huge one.
I'm on the board for the California CCA state board, and when Don was nominated for that award, there was like. Oh, he's the guy. You know, there was no voting for anybody else. It was Don Hanson. I mean, that was the guy that's going to get that Lifetime Achievement Award because he deserved it so much.
And he got it while he was still alive.
Which is great.
And you know who's getting the next one? Bob Fletcher.
I know.
Coming on the horizon here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And his wife Ann's in.
Another well-deserved team.
Yeah, for sure. When we come back, we're going to be honoring some more Don Hanson. And we've got a lot of people lined up here. Bart Hall's lined up. Lots of people. Lots of great callers, too, that got to fish with Don out of Dana Ware Sport Fishing, San Clemente Pier. They're all lined up here. As you stay tuned, this is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
If you are going fishing on your trailer boat, make Summit Gasoline your first stop. Easy in and out with your trailer with almost 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena parking lot. Summit has what you need. Gourmet coffee, beer, ice, bait, fishing license, discount San Diego and Mission Bay live bait certificates, and the lowest price on gas. For a limited time, tell them you heard this, and you will get 100 pounds of ice free with a minimum of 35-gallon purchase. You heard right, 100 pounds of ice free. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need, then Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Easy access to Dana or Shelter Island Launch Ramp. Summit caters to boats and trailers. Try them once, and you'll be back. Live bait certificates at a discount, beer, coffee, food, ice, and the lowest gas prices. It's your first stop before fishing. 100 pounds of ice, free with a minimum purchase. Summit Gasoline. Easy in and out with your boat and trailer and more at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parker Parker's in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walk around with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives from the USA for over three decades right here in El Cajon. Check out the Fish Pro Series and other custom fillet knives from Anza Knives. They're made of high carbon steel, they hold the edge great, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are certainly the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details. And, of course, you can get the Fish Pro Series at Fisherman's Processing. You know, during the break we were talking to Captain Ken Franke. With Don's passing, it puts a lot more pressure on you.
Yeah, we were just talking about the training wheels are off, everybody. Yeah. We all got to do it on our own now. You know, Don's done training us. So.
Yeah, so he's watching you for sure. So you better you better keep going. But what Dave and I just learned, too, is that your grandfather used to run the Ballast Point Lighthouse.
Yeah, yeah.
And our family. Dad grew up on Ballast Point for how many years?
18. First 18 years. Yeah, grandparents lived at the lighthouse, and we're as San Diego as you can possibly get.
I would say about as San Diego as there is. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, you talk about that somebody that literally comes from a line of people that grew up on San Diego Bay. Here it is, right here, Ken Franke.
Yeah.
And we're very grateful for all the work you do. There's a lot of people that don't understand how much work this guy does, and it's constant.
Well, it's a labor of love. Don and I shared it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I know Don's watching over you, and I'll make sure you continue to do that.
Yeah, I was just kidding that envision Star Wars. You got Yoda, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and now you got Don Hansen. They're all looking at us, making sure we do it right.
And then, of course, with Frank saying that you were thinking about retiring, and, of course, the power of Let's Talk. You realize the power of Let's Talk hookup when your
phone blew up.
When your phone blows up.
Okay,
like,
everybody.
What are you doing?
No, I'm not retiring.
Okay.
I saw a grin on Frank walking out the door.
Yeah, it's like, I gotcha, man. I gotcha. Hey, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Kid and Dave. How are you?
Hey,
good,
great.
Bart, good.
David, I'm just sitting here thinking, listening to this wonderful show and thinking about your dad, you know, as an accomplished young angler, and then he was an accomplished a middle angler, and then he was an accomplished father, then he was an accomplished entrepreneur. And then at the time when most men would sit back and go, I've had a pretty good life, he jumps in and starts representing all of us in the crazy political arena, and without significant reward, and just because he was the right one to do it, and probably the only one who could do it. And I was just thinking about it, and I'm, you know, I don't know Mike and Donna as well as I know you. I know Donna from the serving on the board of CCA, but I live with someone who thinks you walk on water. And I just wanted to give our public condolences and to remind you, as I remind myself, that your father lived through you, and he couldn't have a better representation on earth. So God bless and best to you.
Thank you very much, Bart. Yeah, he thought highly of you, and he talked a lot about your dad and how great your father was for the whole industry back in the day and the show and everything that you guys accomplished. So thank you for everything you've done also for the industry.
Thanks,
Bart.
We're
both very fortunate. We're very fortunate, Dave, both of us. We had good fun.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Bart. Appreciate the contribution. Rock Cod Rick's on the line. What's up, Ricky? Oh, we have baby talk?
You talking to me?
Rick. Oh, it's a different Rick. Is Rick Doesburg?
Bag.
Doesburg.
It's
Bag.
Rick Doesburg. Right, I thought it was Rock Cod Rick. Okay, he said Rick. Just okay. Rick Doesburg, of course, a legend at Dana War Sport Fishing. Rick, good morning.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning to the boys. Good
hey,
show Bag. This morning.
Great. Hey, good. Thanks. You have a contribution you want to tell us about. How many years did you work with Don Hansen?
Well, I actually worked for Don for, I'm going to say 13 to 15 years. There was some relief work in there, but I've known Don for almost 50 years, be 50 years in May. I came to Dana Point. I worked for Frank in 71 on the Nova with Tom Durr, and then I decided I didn't want to go back to San Diego. I wanted to live up here where I grew up, and I worked on the Patrician the first year that after Spike sold it, and then I went to work for Don running the Sun Fun, and I ran the Seahorse a little bit, and then he gave me the opportunity to buy my own boat, which was something I really wanted to do. And he gave me the opportunity to buy the Helena and run it out of Dana Wharf, and then the Fury popped up, and I bought that from John Haas, and he and the kids allowed me to run it out of Dana Wharf, and I spent my whole adult life there growing up, and now I'm an old man and retired.
Ah, and, listen to you, you're not old. We're not old, Rick. Yeah.
But boy, the memories I have are phenomenal. And like I say, oh, Don, a lot of gratitude allowed me to go into business and stay in Dana Point and raise my family here. And biggest thing I'll say I took away from Don, I learned it when I was young, when I first started running boats, was to give back. And I think my wife and I did a really good job giving back over the years, you know, giving trips to charities and passes here and there. And that was the biggest thing I learned from Don. And then he tried to get me into politics. He got me involved with SAC, with Dart and Ken. And, you know, it was a great opportunity, but I'm just not a politician. But I learned a lot, and it was fun. But he was a good guy, and I miss him.
So. Yeah, for sure. And you certainly did him proud running all the trips you did out of Dana War Sport Fishing. I fished with you several times on the Fury and just always enjoyed that for sure.
Well, thanks, Pete. Appreciate it. And keep up the good work here on the show. You're doing an awesome job.
Thanks, Rick. Rick Doesburg, Captain Rick Doesburg.
I think Rick just inferred all of us are politicians.
Politicians.
I can guarantee Dart and I and Don would absolutely oppose that.
Yeah, that's almost like an insult, right?
We're all boat drivers.
Yeah, that's an insult.
Come on, you guys drug me in there.
All right, Rick, thanks a lot for joining us. Appreciate that very much. And all right.
Okay, keep up the good work, Ken. Thanks.
Thanks. Vinny from Carlsbad, thanks for hanging in there, Vinny. Appreciate you joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I got a question. Do you guys, out of the landing there, do you guys do any long-range fishing out of that particular landing?
Sport fishing, you don't really, there's no really long-range fishing.
No, there's
there
nothing like that. It's overnight trips.
Overnight.
Once in a while, the Fury will do a two-day trip, something like that.
Day and a half.
About as long as we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, day and a half maybe,
yeah.
But no, nothing long-range.
Born and bred on the Calico Bass, right?
Right.
There, Dana
Wharf, San Clemente Island, Catalina, and
yeah.
The coast.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the call this morning. All right, John in Escondido is next up. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen, and sorry for your loss, but I lost my dad a long, long time ago. They never around long enough, but you bring up a lot of memories, and I remember as a kid, my dad taking me down to the Santa Monica Pier and climbing down that ladder and getting on those boats, and, you know, so there was a good chance that I got to fish, with your dad, you know, but as a kid, you were just, you know, amped about fishing and didn't pay attention to who was driving the boat or who the deckhands were, this and that. But listening to your show brings back a lot of great memories and stuff like that. So thank you for the memories.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome. That's
very
what this
nice.
Is all about.
Yep, for sure. Hey, thanks for joining us and hanging in there, too. Bev from Dana Point. Good morning, Bev. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning to all you nice men. I want to say God bless all the Hansons. And, Dave, thank you for keeping me fishing and introducing me to my husband. Kept me fishing.
Wow. Oh,
and
yeah. I take great pride in that, Bev.
Your dad, Don, was our biggest sponsor for the Dana Wharf Lady Anglers. He used to come down to the boats when the ladies would come in and say, how did you ladies do today? He was always so personable and so wonderful. He sponsored us for so many years. I've been a member for, 30 years now with the Lady Anglers. Long time, and a lot of good trips with you, a lot of good trips with Ricky on the Fury, a lot of good trips with Pika, a lot of good trips with, Brian on the Some Fun, who am I forgetting? A lot of good trips with Tommy White.
White,
a lot of, help me. Tommy, George, help me. You know, I'm 73 now, help me. Let's see. He just talked on here. Anyway, I'm taking up too much time,
Todd,
but God
Manser,
bless all of you.
Yeah.
God Manser, Jesus. Oh, he's going to rope me and drag me to death. I got him in the horses.
Careful, Todd,
oh, hell.
Yeah. Well, Bev, thank you for your contribution, and I know you're a huge Dana Wharf sport fishing participant and contributor and supporter, and I know Don would be very proud of what you just said, for sure. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
All.
Say hi to Cam.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate that.
Okay.
Hey, here's a short statement. Thank you to Don Hansen for signing all our work permits, buying us work shirts, and allowing us high school kids to spend our summers working on one of your many boats through the years. Captain Devo Devin Cruz from San Clemente.
Yeah, Devin.
Yeah. So that's just...
Well said.
Yeah, very well said. All right. Hey, Sean in Lomita is next. Sean, thanks for joining us, and thanks for hanging in there.
Thanks, guys. I just want to say... Thank you to Don Hansen and all these great icons that brought us sport fishing, like the Russ Izors and, of course, Bill Poole. And just, you know, I'm a big sports fan, and they have rings of fame and halls of fame. If we could only have a place to put these icons and founding fathers of the fishing industry of Southern California into some type of memorial, and he'd be right there with some of the greats.
You know, that's a good idea. You know, they have that Bill Poole Memorial right next to Fisherman's Landing, Dave.
Oh, they're doing it.
Okay.
They're doing it.
I mean,
it's
certainly Dana Point's got to have a Don Hansen tribute.
I was told
memorial.
The statue's in construction. It's
okay.
Getting ready to happen. So
all right.
That's what I was told.
All right. Good.
Something real quick.
Yeah, please.
Those of you that are listening in, if you have not, or if you're trying to figure out who this man was, I have a beautiful tribute to him over on YouTube. I did a 7-part interview with him, and he breaks it all down from the very, very, very beginning when he carted the fish off the pier right up till 5 years ago when we ended the interview. But if you want to check that out, go to YouTube, Your Saltwater Guide, and look at the interview with the man, Don Hansen, and give you a better idea of who we're all talking about.
So cool, that interview and the opportunity you got to do that with your dad. Yeah, Your Saltwater Guide on YouTube.
Yep.
And it's just available. I mean, you don't have to be a subscriber.
No, it doesn't cost you a penny. It's free for everyone. You don't have to subscribe. You don't have to do nothing. You can go to YouTube right now and watch it.
And watch it.
And it's a good interview. It's an hour. It's 2 hours of the real Don Hansen.
That's cool. That's really cool. Hey, Kurt in Vaux Valley says, good morning, guys. I've been fishing out of Dana Wharf since the early 90s, and I run all my charters out of Dana Wharf. A tribute to this great man. I will never move my charters from Dana Wharf and will always take second honor to him every time on the boat. Thanks, and have a great day. That's a real nice
Thank
tribute.
You.
And that's so many people that fished with your dad or started to find that. I mean, that's just like an example. It's just a fantastic stuff. And Ken, do you have some good Don? You haven't really participated with a real epic Don story here. Come on.
I don't know. I honestly, there's so many things that we were involved with that, you know, the most important things are would make that we're involved with would make everybody's eyes glaze over because they were political issues, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I think for the here and now, you know, I think everybody just paying recognition to all of his works is probably the best we all can do. I know on the horizon, Don's going to be looking over our shoulder as we deal with the CARB issue, the 30 by 30 issue, sure. All these things coming at us. Don wants his legacy to continue. We're all going to have to continue to work on all these things. And, you know, the training, Mike and I were just talking, or Dave and I were just talking, the training wheels are off.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have to
now
move
you're on
forward.
Your own.
Now the next group is the next generation. We're all going to have to step up and make sure the kids and grandkids get to go fishing. So,
yeah. You
know,
there's so many issues, especially with California is just a knucklehead state that it is.
So in answer to your question, I think the biggest thing I can just say is Don trained me as well as others.
Yeah.
And it's our time now to move forward.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to do it well.
Don, I mean, I know Don would never want to be called a politician, but he handled politics so well. I mean, I'm not a good politician. I just tell it like it is. Kind of like Dave, you know.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to go to those meetings.
Yeah, I mean,
Don
like was able to maneuver like a master craftsman at these things.
Yeah, that's the reason I said I don't want to have your listeners' eyes as glaze over, but when I was at the council meetings and seeing Don go from room to room, he would have this smile on his face, and each room would have a different advisory panel or whatever, and we'd be working on something really important, and then at the end he'd come out and say, okay, this is all good now.
Yeah.
And then he'd walk away, never ask for anything. You know, you had no idea what all he was doing, and then sure enough, at the end of the day, everybody was agreeing on what the right thing was to do was. And, you know, those are the most important things to me personally, but the fact is everybody out here gets to go fishing because of the work he did.
Yeah, he worked hard on that bluefin thing, I remember, when they didn't want us to have one.
Oh, yeah.
If it wasn't for Pops, we wouldn't. The last 5 years or last 6 years that have pretty much saved the industry would have been non-existent because they wanted us to have none.
Zero.
None.
Yeah.
Zero taken. He worked hard with you. And
yeah, because that's
there.
All a federal issue,
that
right?
Yeah, that was all federal. That Sunday morning in Spokane, Washington, they were deciding whether or not we were going to get to fish for tuna down here.
And Don was key in making that happen.
Yeah, so, you know, all these people weighing in, but Don was always in the mix trying to get people to see things through clear glasses and the right way to do stuff.
Yeah.
So every time you hook a bluefin from now on, you got to think of him. You got to put that picture of him in your head.
Think about Southern California sport fishing for the last few years without bluefin.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It saved the industry.
Yeah.
It saved
groundfish, rockfish.
Rockfish,
another one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it goes on and on. Fishing depth. The CARB thing right now, this is our biggest challenge we've faced in a long time.
Yeah.
Don and I talk daily about it.
About it.
About what's the right thing to do and how to move forward.
Yeah, for sure. We owe a lot to Captain Don Hansen, for sure. And when we come back, we're going to continue this tribute to Don. Stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casstours.com.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do.
This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Back, let's talk hookup. And Captain Ken Frankie, thank you. What a great tribute to an unbelievable man here. And thank you to all the people that Don touched that contributed to this show.
I think it was
what
an honor for everybody to be here today and to honor him. And you know, he's looking down on us. He's watching us.
Yeah, he's going to continue to watch us for sure. And especially this guy, Dave. He's watching you, Dave.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I know we talked about it. It's the big memorial next Saturday at 11 a.m., right, in Dana Point.
At the Ocean Institute.
And people who are family and friends, as Donna said, are invited.
Right.
And Don had a lot of friends.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be wild how many people are going to be there.
Yeah, and it's so such an honor for me to host a show for such a great man and to talk about such an unbelievable guy who is so important to this industry and so important to Let's Talk Hookup. I know your dad was such a huge, huge, huge fan of our show and such a huge contributor to what Ricky and I and Marty and everybody associated for many, many years have done with Let's Talk Hookup. And very, very grateful for what he did for us here on Let's Talk Hookup. And I know he's going to continue to do a lot for this sport fishing industry.
Yeah, his legacy will live on. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you. And I'm going to just say one thing. Go Rams.
Go Rams. Here we go, Dad.
Your dad is watching out and making sure those Rams are going to win today, for sure. Hey, thanks to JP for manning the phones and all that good stuff. Thanks to Adam for all the great stuff he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And thank you for making a great show today. Next Saturday, we'll be back. Sean and Christian, probably Ricky will be having a baby between now and then. I pretty much can guarantee that. He'll be back, hopefully. Next Saturday, Sean and Christian from Fisherman's Processing. Next Sunday, Captain Ryan Bastian, Booger himself from the San Diego, will be right here in the world headquarters. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup.